I'll have G. Oh,
praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're thankful to be able to be here this morning. Lord, we've come, Lord, and gathered here in this place together, Lord, to put our faith one with each other, Lord, to draw from the throne of God this morning, to ask, Lord, to hear from heaven. We ask, God, that you will speak to us this morning, Lord. Have your way in this service and your preeminence, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Turn with me in your Bibles, if you would, to Matthew chapter 16. I want to continue to speak on at war with the gates of hell. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. You may be seated. The gates of hell are against revelation. Satan hates revelation. Brother Branham gave an example in the revelation of Jesus Christ here. He said, say he would call this woman out. He said, let's just say her name was Mrs. Jones. And he said, and she would say, well, you didn't know me, and yet I called her name. Then say, well, what's wrong with her? And he says, then I'd say what it was that was wrong with her. And then she'd say, that's right, that's what's wrong with me. And he said, some call that mental telepathy. And to them, it's foolishness. He said, but to the ones that it's revealed to, it's a blessing. And he said, Satan hates that because it's, what is it? He said, it's revelation. Who is it revealing, he asked. Is it revealing the man in the pulpit? No, it was revealing Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, alive in this last age. And Satan hates revelation because it exposes him. Brother Branham said he hates the book of Genesis and he hates the book of Revelations because them two expose who he is and what he's doing. Said it exposes his whole plan. And he hates that. He's against the revelation. Why? Because the entire canon of the Word of God is founded upon revelation. That's why he hates it. That's why the gates of hell are against it. Now, the Catholic Church says that he founded the church on Peter. Because of the way it reads there, they say he founded it on Peter. How could God, how could a spiritual mind ever think that God, with his own son standing there, would found it upon a sin-born flesh man? And then their son would say, well, it was a rock laying there he's talking about. No, it wasn't that either. Then some of the Protestants say, well, it was Jesus. He founded upon Jesus. That's not correct either. It wasn't Jesus and it wasn't Peter. It was the revelation And it's a revelation of who Jesus is. It's a revelation of his name. The divine revelation, Brother Branham said, of who Jesus is. He says this, listen to this. It's in the Lamb and the Dove. He says, when the direct revelation comes from heaven that Christ is your emancipator, that when he become your savior, your deliverer, and that's anchored in your heart, all the devils in torment will never make you deny it. He said, upon that rock where he built his church, once something's revealed to you, the devil can't shake it. He can play around in your spirit realm and you know, try to get those you all confused in those gates of your spirit. He works there all the time. Brother Bram said he chose the mind. And if you try to battle him in the mind, you'll not win. Because he's smarter than we are. He's been around a whole lot longer than we have. But if you battle him with revelation, and that's what Jesus Christ did. When Satan came to tempt him, he battled him with revelation of the word. He said, cast yourself down. Has it not been written that he shall have his angels have guard over you, lest you dash your foot against a stone? He said, yes, but it says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So he battled him with the revelation of the word. And that's the very thing why Eve fell. Is because she began to reason with him in her mind. Instead of having the revelation that they were not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But because that revelation hadn't sunk in, Brother Branham said she was deceived. But now there's an Eve in this last age. And this Eve will not be deceived. This bride of the end time will not be deceived. Why? Because there's revelation that is dropped in your heart. You know who Jesus is. You know not only is he the Son of God, but you know that it was God come down and manifested in the flesh. And it's been revealed to you, water baptism and baptism in his name. When a revelation sinks in, Satan can't do nothing with it. He'll not try to battle you there. It's like when a revelation sinks in, God sent a prophet. He's not going to try to battle you there. Now, somebody who doesn't actually have that revelation, it don't take Satan long to realize and know they don't have that revelation. And when they start putting Dr. Dobson up there with Brother Branham, Satan knows real quick they ain't got the revelation. Not saying anything against Dr. Dobson. I've heard him and he says some good things or whatever and all that, but he's not the prophet to the last day. You won't never see me having any of his books out here for you in the church. The whole thing is wrapped up in the revelation of Jesus Christ. The man said, when Jesus said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, he said it showed that the gates of hell would be against it. So it shows we are at war. It's a war. But you can win it by standing on the revelation of the word. Christ the mystery of God revealed, Brother Branham said, Christ in you makes him the center of life of the revelation. Christ's life in you makes him the center of the revelation. Christ in the Bible makes the Bible the complete revelation of Christ. Christ in you makes you the complete revelation of the whole thing. See, in really getting a revelation of who he is, through that you get a revelation of who you are. And Brother Branham said, once this bride ever gets the revelation of who she is, she'll be an invincible army. That's why the gates of hell can't prevail against it. It's revelation. It's something that Satan can't touch. It's something that man can't touch. You can't get it in a seminary or at school. Nobody can teach it to you. Nobody can hand it to you. Revelation comes directly from God to you. In Genesis, the 12th chapter, God justified Abraham. In Genesis, the 16th chapter, he sanctified Abraham. And in the 17th chapter, he let him nurse from El Shaddai. In the 17th chapter, it was a baptism of the Holy Ghost for Abraham. And it's the same thing for the seed of Abraham. You've got to, first, justification, that was God calling you out of whatever you were in, wherever you were at, and calling you to himself. Then he sanctified you, cleaned you up. But the problem a lot of people have is they get to sanctification and they think they've got it then. They have arrived. And they stop right there. And the Bible says that when a spirit has gone out of a man, that's what happens when you get sanctified. The spirit of this world goes out of you. And when the Bible says when a spirit's gone out of a man, it walks in dry places, finding no place to rest. It says, I'll return again to mine house. And when it comes back, it finds it sanctified. But empty. What's missing? The indwelling of the Holy Ghost. They stop at sanctification. You can't stop at sanctification. If you do, you'll end up right back out where you came from. You've got to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the only thing that'll keep you. That's where a lot of folks that believe in signs of the evidence of the Holy Ghost. They believe in physical or emotional signs of it. It's where they get confused because they think somebody's got the Holy Ghost. Then that person goes out and does something that's totally against the Word of God. Then they're like, well, I don't know what happened. I guess they lost the Holy Ghost. When the Bible said you're sealed. You're sealed into the day of redemption. What had happened was they never got it. Was that talking to a pastor one time? He was talking to me about some folks, and he said, "Well, you know, they've went out there in the world. They're doing this thing and doing that thing and doing the other." And he said, "But if they got the Holy Ghost, it'll bring them back." I said, "Brother, that's the problem. They never got the Holy Ghost. They never got born again." He said, "Oh, I don't know. I'd have a hard time saying that." I said, "Well, I don't have a hard time saying it. They didn't get it because it's a holy." It don't mean you won't make mistakes, because right there in the same scripture where Paul talks about being sealed by the Holy Ghost, he says you got to battle with malice. You got to battle with anger. You got to battle with saying the wrong thing. You got to battle with not having brotherly kindness or brotherly love or forgiveness, because you're still in this flesh and we haven't come to the day of full redemption. And the day of full redemption redemption is when this flesh gets into a redeemed state. Right now, this flesh is not in a redeemed state. That's why we have so much problems with it. But when this flesh gets into a redeemed state, then is when the devil will be bound 1,000 years. Not only can he not touch your soul, but he won't be able to touch hide nor hair of you. Think he ain't going to be in torment? When he can't have no effect on you anymore? Well, I'm looking forward to that. And he changed Abraham's name. Abraham got a name change from Abram to Abraham. Brother Ram said God gave Abram part of his own name, Elohim. Ham, Abraham. And he said, and that's the same thing that he's done with us. Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then manifestation of his name in us. He appeared in a form to Abraham, stood with his back to the door of the tent, and told the thoughts and intents of Sarah's heart. Abraham said, shows we're at the end time, because he's done it again. He done the same thing again. I read one message of Brother Branham said, he turned his back. The audience, he goes, now I'm going to turn my back. He said, let's see if that ain't the same one that appeared to Abraham. And he begins to call people out from behind him. And he says, isn't that the same one that appeared to Abraham? It wasn't Brother Branham. It was the one speaking through him, showing that it was Jesus. Look, yes, you had to get the revelation that God sent a prophet. But the reason God sent a prophet was to reveal himself. Christ your mystery God revealed, Brother Branham says, if a man says he's born again and tries to place these promises of Christ in this last days to some other age, making him Christ yesterday but not today, then that man or that person has been in a delusion by Satan. So when people say, well, the Holy Ghost ain't for today, that was only for the apostles. They're in a delusion. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. We've done that. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We've done that. Hallelujah. Not these signs may or what, these signs will follow them that believe. You watch how the gates of hell fights against revelation in this last age. Now they got this whole thing that says, just push play. That's all you got to do. Just push play. And I saw a thing where there was an individual that believed this, was saying, anybody that says anything about fivefold ministry or whatever like that, believing in that, they're persecuting. They're being persecuted by that. If you say that you believe that we've got to have preachers today instead of just push play, then you're persecuting them. They're under persecution then by us. I saw it on YouTube. It showed a picture of like a tape recorder. It said, just push play. It's all you got to do. Look, I believe in listening to the message. I believe we need to hear that voice. But I also believe this. God works in flesh. When Brother Branham was here, there were so many people that didn't believe. Now that he's gone, Satan don't care if people believe. As long as he can push it. Brother Branham says, if Satan can't keep you from a revelation, he'll try to push you beyond it. And that's what he's done to a lot of people. He's pushed them beyond it. We've seen a fight against God sent a prophet. Satan was against that. He's still against it today. He fights it among the young people. That they don't have a revelation that God sent a prophet in this last day and that Brother William Branham was that man. He said, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. But how are they going to hear that today? It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how shall they call upon him whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How are they going to hear God sent a prophet unless somebody's getting up and preaching it? He sent some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the edifying of the body, for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints. How long? Until we come into perfection. Until, the Bible says, until we come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. Who's reached that yet? Ain't none of us reached that yet. He's still molding and shaping us. It's like that song, God's still working on me. He shaped, how does it say something about it? He shaped the moon and the stars and the sun, but God's still working on me. Why do we need preachers today? The Bible said that we be no more children, tossed about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men who wait to deceive. You got to have somebody crying out against it. You got to have somebody taking the message. See, anybody can listen to the tapes. And with so many doctrines that we've seen creep up around this message everywhere, that tells you that they can take so many different understandings, or this is this way, or that's that way, or this is that way. Then how do you know what is the right way? See, that's where those people who say just push play, they get afraid. If we get it in the hands of men, then they can deceive us. But the thing is, that's the very place that God placed it, was in the hands of men. Brother Ram said he could have had the stars to preach the gospel. He could have had the universe to preach the gospel. But he chose man. And if you want to go with, well, It's better to just listen to the tapes. Well, wouldn't it just been better to just stick with the Bible? I mean, stick with what Paul wrote. In other words, instead of us preaching, or instead of Brother Branham preaching, he should just got up and said, I'm going to read to you what Paul said. But you know what he did say? He said, I preached what Paul preached. I preached what Paul preached. And that's what we're to do today. Preach what Brother Branham preached. And I'll tell you something, friends. God has genuine men out there whom he can take, and he'll point this out of the message and that out and this out and begin to bring the puzzle together. I've heard him say, if you only had one message book. Friends, I'm going to tell you something. It takes more than one. Which one would you pick? It takes all of it. Because all of it was the message to the bride. So it takes more than one book or one tape or one CD or one MP3 or one file. That's why we've got all of it today. I believe God provided all of it to us. When I was a boy growing up, we had a lot of them, but we didn't have all of it. But they unearthed more and more recordings and cleaned them up where we could hear them. I got an email. I'll read it to you. This is from Brother John Paul in Toledo, Ohio. He said, I greet y'all in Christian love. I'm writing this email thanks to those who have supported this project financially and also to update all of you on our progress. In August 2015, Brother Doug Baker and I felt serious about pulling a team together to finish the entire message in Spanish. A brother in his church, Eli Ortiz, was set up as administrator, and we began to employ close to 10 translators to start working on it. God provided the believers that we needed to do the work and also the finances to pay them the last 5 years. We were humbled by all of this and have felt God's wind beneath our wings, so to speak. There have been many challenges and adjustments we've made along the way, which I won't take time to share. Just know that it has been much more extensive than we ever expected. Through it all, though, the work has gotten done, and now we are on the home stretch. When we started, there were already 579 messages available on the message hub, leaving 626 left to do out of 1,205. I'm happy to report that we now have 58 messages left to translate and 305 left for the final phase through the checking and proofing. The project finish time is August of this year for the 58 and December for everything to be completed. We have need for finances to finish. I share this with those who expressed interest in knowing the specifics of our need. We pay our translators an average of $7 per page for their work. It would be just over $10,000 then to complete 58 messages left. Then we'll have the expense of proof working, which is hard to estimate at this time, but roughly it'll be $10,000 for the 305 left. Our monthly budget to keep the translators working is now around $2,000 per month. All funds go directly to the project and nothing else. The statistics have shown for years now that the Spanish is the most downloadable language on the Message Hub above all others. You can imagine how many souls are being fed and the joy it is to have part in this. To God be the glory, great things he has done. I can provide you with details if you want to send any offerings to them to help them in this. But they need all the messages. The brothers have been preaching with only 579 messages translated into Spanish. Then you wonder why they were so hungry for brothers to come down, missionaries to come down from the States to preach to them. And why there was brothers that learned to speak English and learned to read English so they could get more. But there's people that are really poor that live out in the surrounding areas, and we're talking about in all these Spanish-speaking countries. They live out, some of them, in little villages and places. They don't have the means to learn English. They don't have anything even available to them to teach them English, let alone how to read it. But they can read it if it's in their own language. They need all of it. We need all of the message, not just one book. Not just 579, but 1,205. I say that because I've heard it said that if a person just had one book, they'd make it. Putting a lot of emphasis on that. I've heard it preached that when all the gospel has gone around the world, then the end shall come. And they said what that is getting the tapes and books out there all around the world. Once that happens, then the end will come. That's not the gospel. I believe they need it. But why do they need it? They need it so that their pastors and their evangelists and their teachers can get a hold of it to bring it to the people so they can hear in whom they should believe. Satan is against that revelation. He's against these things happening. I saw another mighty angel. He come down from heaven, clothed in a cloud and a rainbow upon his head, and his face shone like the sun, and his feet were as pillars of fire. And he stood with one foot on the land and one foot on the sea, and he had in his hand a little book that was open. And when he proclaimed, the seven thunders uttered their voices. There's people that don't believe that the seals have been completely opened. What is that? That's the gates of hell fighting against Revelation. Trying to keep the people deceived. Well, I can't get them to not believe in the prophet, so I'll get them to believe in that he's got to come back. Because the seventh seal hasn't been opened yet. Then y'all know Brother David Morse over there in Arkansas. He told me one time, he said, I've said, the people who don't believe the seventh seal has been opened and don't believe in a return ministry, he said, they're hurting. Because how's that seal ever going to get open to them? They're hurting. It's when the seventh angel shall begin to sound his voice, the mysteries of God would be finished. He's declared it. This message is done, went out. The shout's done, went out. Voice, a shout, and a trump makes up the revelation. Makes up, I mean, the rapture. Voice, a shout, and a trump. We've heard the shout. It was the message. That's what the shout was. But where are people at that believes the shout didn't get finished? Where are people at that don't believe in the bride coming of Christ? That Christ did come in this last day and reveal himself. But he didn't come in the physical form. There's only three physical comings. I had a brother say to me, hey, brother, there's only three comings. You try to make it four or five or whatever, you got out of line. I said, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying he came in the Word. That's what the opening of the Word was. Brother Branham said, the third pool was the opening of the seals. And he said there was, what, three parts to the third pool. And one of those parts was preaching to the souls that were in prison, that can't be saved. And when Brother Branham preached that message, souls that are in prison now, he said, I pray that this isn't so right now. That's how real it was. But when is it going to be? It's going to happen. I tell you, this ain't no time to be playing around. No time to be playing church. No time to be playing around with the world. I'm concerned about our young people. This world always has a pull. And it pulls on the young people. And he pulls on it by showing them the attractiveness of it. Well, surely you don't have to just wear dresses. That was just the Old Testament. Well, if that was just the Old Testament, if we want to look at it that way, why don't we just rip our Bibles in half and throw the Old Testament away? We can't. Because the Old Testament prophesies of the comings in the New Testament. And it prophesies of things yet to come. You know, do away with the book of Isaiah? It's in the Old Testament. And the book of Isaiah speaks about the coming of the millennium, and it speaks about the coming of the new heaven and the new earth. You want to throw that away? No, sir. It ain't just because it's in the Old Testament. We don't got to do it now. Now we can wear pants. I've been pleased to see him wear pants right into the church. But you don't got to go far. I'm sorry. It seems like I'm always picking on the church up yonder on the corner, but I drive by there every Sunday. I'll tell you that some of the things that they go in there with, I think, are they going out to a nightclub or are they going to church? I tell you what, there's so many things that the Lord has laid on my heart to preach on. Just getting the people here and getting them sit still long enough to hear it. There's things they need to hear. somebody asked me about painting fingernails. What did Brother Branham say about it? Well, you can't look up on the message painted fingernails and find anything. Or no, I'm sorry, polished fingernails and find anything. You can find paint. Painted nails, you can find that, but not polished, nail polish. And you can find where he says it looked like they dipped their hands in raw meat. He said that about that. He said it several times, but he said it one particular time that I know you're familiar with is when he talked about that man that was talking about what a saint his wife was. Brother Bram said, I looked over there and she had enough makeup on for I don't know what. And he said the way she was dressed, a short dress and everything, and said it looked like her fingers had been dipped in raw meat. The red on her fingernails. He says only one woman in the Bible ever painted her face, and that was Jezebel. Now, he's talking about in the camp of Israel, because Jezebel got in there. It's a heathen thing. It is. But I know that over the years, I haven't preached this time and time again. I was busy preaching if I could get the people to receive the Holy Ghost, everything would take care of itself. Then I realized I've got to cry out against these things too. For no other reason but that they will not be ignorant. That's the gospel too. Satan is against every revelation. Brother Branham says in one place, he says the rapture is a revelation. Satan's against it. He's against the revelation of the rapture. That's why there's some churches out there don't even believe there's going to be a rapture. Some churches believe they got to go through the tribulation to be purged before they can go to heaven. Brother Bram said, cut me open, fill me full of sulfur, and set me on fire, but don't let me go through that tribulation period. That's some pretty drastic stuff right there. Think about the people who say they believe this message and say that they believe in a rapture. But they're not following all the message. Perhaps maybe they don't believe in going to church. Well, a lot of them that didn't believe in going to church, they believe in it now. Because there's a church where a man they all wanted to be the pastor is the pastor now. They can't fit everybody in the church, so they have to have their meeting somewhere else. And they just push play. I'm sorry. I don't mean to run nobody down, but friends, I'm going to tell you something. There is a deceiving spirit that's passing over this message today. And Brother Bram said there's going to be a lot of people that did believe in a rapture that are going to miss it. And he says when those great big 100-pound hell balls begin to fall out of the sky, he said they're going to say, I thought there was to be a rapture first. And he said there'll be a voice answer back to them and say, there was, but you missed it. Oh, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. had a man one time tell me, he said, I would like to, when I get to the end of the journey, to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. He said, but I don't think I will. He was supposed to be a preacher. But if he had to go through the tribulation period, well, he would just give his life and that would get him in. Don't count on it. Well, I tell you what, I'd be doing some serious inventory if I felt like that he wouldn't say, well done, my good and faithful servant. If I couldn't feel that he could say that, I believe in being humble. But friends, I'm not looking for a reward for my labors. My reward for my labors would be seeing y'all make it. That's all the reward I want. Seeing all y'all make it. But I've got to believe that at the end he'll say to me, well done, my good and faithful servant. If I didn't believe that, then that shows something's wrong. And not only it shows something's wrong, it shows that I know there's something wrong. If you know there's something wrong and don't do nothing about it, then you're going to hear, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I want to make it through. Whatever the cost, whatever it takes, I want to make it. And I know that the devil fights us all hard. He fights you about coming to church. You know why? Because you come to church and you hear the word preached, and then the Holy Spirit moves and drops the revelation of what was preached down into your heart. How can you hear except there be a preacher? And how can you hear except you come to church? I'll tell you this, friends, listen. If it come down to I was the only one out of my family going to make it, I'm not going to turn back. I'm not going to turn back for nobody. My wife decided tomorrow, this is it, I'm done with it. I couldn't fold up my Bible. Because I know in whom I have believed. And I'm fully persuaded. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand.